Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government radio show features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Holly Wise, Secretary Director for the Global Development Alliance of the U.S. Agency for International Development. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Elise Stark. Good morning, Elise.
Good morning.
Well, Holly, let's start by finding out more about the U.S. Agency for International Development. Could you tell us about its mission and its activities for our listeners?
The U.S. Agency for International Development is a small-ish government agency, and our job is to work on addressing poverty and hunger and disease issues all around the world. We work particularly in developing countries and emerging markets, and we are an instrument of foreign policy. Our work varies in different settings, but we do everything from work on HIV/AIDS to work on deforestation issues. We help with democracy and governance strengthening overseas. We work on female education programs. That's just to name a few.
Well, let's move on to the Global Development Alliance. Could you tell us about that?
We describe our agency as having four pillars. Three of the pillars are the things that we do. The first one being economic growth, agriculture, and trade. The second being global health. The third being democracy, conflict, and humanitarian assistance. And we have an additional pillar, which is our business model. It's the way increasingly that we do the work that we do. That's the Global Development Alliance. It's an approach to enhancing impact of development assistance, of foreign assistance, by working in strategic alliances with various private partners.
Holly, what is your role as the director of the Alliance Secretariat?
The Secretariat is a staff office to the administrator, and what we do is try to develop the capacity of our AID staff to build these and manage these public-private partnerships. We are responsible for doing outreach to new potential partners and for assembling some of these activities or deals, if you will. And so I have three jobs that I do. I work on organizational change and building skills and reorienting our own in-house staff. I build external relationships, and I work on specific activities that demonstrate this kind of, or specific alliances that demonstrate this kind of new work.
Holly, I understand that USAID is headquartered in Washington, and then it has its overseas missions. We're interested to know about the folks who work for you. Are they just in headquarters, or are they overseas? Tell us about the employees of the Secretariat.
The Secretariat is a very small group of six full-time people. And that's a combination of foreign service officers, which, if you know AID structure, it's like active duty military people. And then we have civil service, a couple of civil service positions. And we also have a couple of administratively determined positions from outside the agency. That's, as I said, the core staff. We have some contracted technical assistance that we use to support our work. But most importantly, we have Global Development Alliance points of contact in each of our roughly 80 field missions overseas. They're the ones that really help to push this effort. They're the ones that support our field operation, which is our real strength and where most of the work gets done.
And what types of skills do these folks need to have to advance the alliance?
They need to have some of the technical skills that are one of the main assets that AID brings to development work. So they have a combination of backgrounds in everything from private enterprise development to agriculture marketing to health. But probably most unique and most important is they have ability to help our staff understand that this is an opportunity for them to do their business slightly differently. And they have an ability to kind of step outside the government role and talk to potential new partners in a way that they can understand what we might be able to do together and help to create common cause with them to build these new alliances.
So do they have to come from the private sector to be able to reach out to those partners?
In fact, they don't. And if you take me as a case in point, I'm a lifer. I sometimes, in a silly way, describe myself as having been a child bureaucrat. I've been with the government for 25 years. And I started off as a health officer. What I was trained in is public health. What I know is government work. And yet what I can understand and appreciate is that this presents us with unique new opportunities. And so I've kind of learned on the job about how to do this. It's not difficult, but it is challenging, and it's different from the kind of orientation we've had in the past.
In terms of your fine career, I understand you were recently a runner-up for the Service to America Medal. Congratulations.
Thanks very much. I was really honored to be a finalist in that very competitive process.
Could you tell us more about it and what it, why they were almost selected you?
Sure. The Service to America Medals it's an annual competition that several public service support organizations come together to host. And what they are, there are various medal categories. I was, in fact, a finalist in the National Security and International Affairs category. And what they are looking for there, as I understand it, is those who demonstrate tremendous commitment and have some significant accomplishment that they have accomplished. Some significant accomplishment to their credit in their government service. In fact, I was very proud of the gentleman that won in my category. He is a Department of Energy employee who has been working on the Chernobyl challenge for quite a long time, 6 or 7 years, out in the field in very harsh conditions, and has helped to contain the problem and provide safe standards for moving forward with managing that area.
You alluded in the last question to your long career in government. I'm curious, can you pick out a couple jobs that you think sort of positioned you to be where you are now?
There has been nothing particularly linear about my own career, and I would suggest that that's the way it may be for many, and that that's not necessarily a problem. I started off as a health officer, as I mentioned, had various field assignments. I am also part of a tandem couple. That is a term that sounds more like bicycling, but actually means that I have a spouse that works in the Foreign Service as well. And so given that, we have to have some flexibility to be able to be posted with our family overseas in different places. So I was given an opportunity to move out of Cone, in other words, to go from doing public health work to doing private enterprise work in moving from the Eastern Caribbean to Kenya in East Africa some years ago. And it meant also that it could accommodate a good position for my spouse. And I chose that opportunity. That was a time when I sort of went overnight from condoms to convertible debentures and had a steep learning curve, but it's one that can be managed. So what I did was take up that post and learn a lot about capital markets development, a lot about policy and regulatory work, a lot about small and medium enterprise support, and worked on microcredit and a variety of other really exciting things in that setting. Then I went from there to Uganda and took up more of a social service portfolio. As you know, at that time, it was pretty much the epicenter for HIV/AIDS. And so we had a large and really significant program there that was contributory to helping them bring the disease to plateau. We had work that we did on family planning, and we started a private enterprise program there. We had a variety of general development activities that I was responsible for. That was a generalist position that was very rewarding, probably my happiest overseas assignment. After 4 years in Uganda, I came back to Washington to a staff position, and that was an opportunity for me to be inside the Beltway again, understand a little bit more about the congressional and the political process that drives the foreign assistance agenda. And it was a great learning experience. I then went from there to the National Defense University as a really special opportunity to be a student there, and then was asked to stay on and teach for several years, which I did at the Industrial College of the Armed Forces. Came back to AID and ran our Office of Business Development, and that was, again, an interesting new challenge and something that that I appreciated having the opportunity to do, and that kept me in the private enterprise realm. So I've had that, been a little bit steeped in that. And then, frankly, there was an unexpected opportunity in the political transition to sit on a transition task force. I was asked as one of three people to help with that, looking at wither the agency and to address some of the issues which were of great concern in the foreign affairs community at the time. That's when the Global Development Alliance idea took root and we built it from there. And that was in Secretary Powell then announced it formally in his congressional testimony in May 2001. And we officially started a secretariat about 6 months later and have been busy working on organizational change and building new alliances since then.
Well, you certainly were right when you said it wasn't linear. I heard at least three careers in there. That was very interesting. How has the way we provide assistance to countries changed over time? We'll ask Holly Wise of the U.S. Agency for International Development to tell us more about this when the Business of Government Hour returns.